RSM Central's Form Express.
11:43. Don't forget Coffee Country, brought to you by the Ultima Hotel, the number one pub in the Mallee. Well, that segment's not far away, in fact, Coffee Country. And Maggie Payne's ready to go as well. So straight after the Form Express. And we'll start off with the meeting at Wangaratta today. Let's hear what Mark Hunter had to say regarding his best bets.
We are playing the best, race 1, number 4, Munster Magic. The value, race 6, number 2, Sockies. The quaddy, you're going about it this way. First leg, 1, 2, 5, 7 and 11. Second leg, 1, 4 and 6. Third leg, 1, 3, 5 and 13. Come home, 1, 2, 5 and 13. Don't mind the day, so we're playing a parlay 2, 3, 4, 5, Michael for a win. Race 1, number 4, Munster Magic. Race 4, number 8, Van Roy. Race 5, number 3, Churor. Race 8, number 3, Bomber's Kiss. And race 9, number 13, Secret Shima. Cost you $26 for a $1 investment.
So that's Mark Hunter's thoughts there at Wangaratta. Ben Brisbane, he's got a nice team in there engaged at Wangaratta, including Bella Vinci Dove in the first race.
Yeah, no, nice horse. I thought I'd have won a maiden with her before now. She pulled up a bit flat after her last run at Albury, so I put a line through that form. A form before that would be competitive in this race today. Certainly wouldn't be swapping her. And we expect it to go pretty close today.
Let's hear what Troy Corstens has to say about Good Life Diva's chances in race 4 there at Wangaratta.
Yeah, good filly, very fast. She'll bounce and put herself there, and she's our best for the day.
No racing at Coffs Harbour, no racing at Gatton today, so both those meetings in New South Wales have been called off, but they're racing at Townsville. Michael Charge joins us. G'day, Chargey.
Good morning, Gareth. And you know the line, typical stinking hot day here at Townsville today.
But it's God's country still.
I know, yeah. But it's, yeah, we've had a bit of rain, 105 mils for the week, and track has just improved rapidly as we know it can. We're racing on a soft five, but expected to be a good four and good program. We've got to make up for everyone else. Nine today.
Does Nadia, who looks after all of the fashion there at Sky Racing, does she still make you wear a tie when it's stinking hot up there in Townsville, or do you talk her into no tie?
Don't tell Nadia and Leith, but there'll be no tie today. It's about 32 already, but the humidity's through the roof, as we know. So, hot day, Gareth. But that's all right. That's enough of the whinging.
Yeah, all right, mate. How are we back a winner?
Best bet comes up nice and early. Race 2, horse 2, Gamboa. He's had the two runs back from a break. He's been super in both of those, particularly last start. He beat home Marino, who's since come out and won again. Takes the 3 kilos off Talia Finland here, 55.5 kilos. And I just thought he'd be too good for them, Gamboa. He needs a little bit of luck in the run early, but he should just have the class to win. So race 2, horse 2, Gamboa, the good thing. Best value bet for you comes up in race 5, named after us, this one, Gareth. Race 5, horse 7, Oddfellow. Yes. Trained by Georgie Holt. Jason Lyon does the riding from the inside gate. No weight on the back and fifth run back today. Those last two runs have been full of merit. And I thought he got his chance in an even race here today. Race 5, horse 7, Oddfellow, the value bet. And I'll give you a quaddie. First leg kicks off in race 6. I'm 8, 2 and 6 in the first leg race 6. Second leg race 7, 5, 8 and 1. Third leg race 8, 1, 11 and 6. And in the last leg, race 9, it is a typical quaddy killer. I've put all my selections in the last leg, 4, 7, 3 and 8 to bring us home, mate.
You're a good man, Chargey. You stay dry there.
I will. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Michael Charge with his thoughts there at Townsville. The Western Whisperer says there's a couple of specials. Race 4, number 9, Wise Words for Willie Pike and the Pierce Brothers. And then another horse that's first up later on in the program. It's been well supported as well. The Verdict, Colin Webster and Troy Turner. Harness racing today from Charlton. Lockie McIntosh will be calling now. G'day, Lockie.
G'day, Gareth.
Where do we start with your best bets, mate?
I was going with the Trotters races for my best today. I thought race 3, number 7, Chissy, looked really well placed for Jason McNulty. Ryan Sanderson takes a claiming driver. It was a terrific second last time out at Bendigo in a higher grade race. He's been racing well in metro-level races this preparation, so I thought he was well-suited today. He's about $2 with the tab fixed odds. Thought he was a good way to play race 3, number 7, Chizzy. And the other one I liked at a bit better value, race 4, number 9, From the West. Also been racing really well for Jason Ainsworth. Won well last time out at Melton in a similar grade race.
and it's run prior. It ran a huge race after galloping and giving away an enormous start and still managing to beat half of the field home. So just that little query, I guess, about it trotting, but it's $4.80 and $1.60. You can probably nearly back it each way. And I thought it was a good chance, race 4, number 9, from the west. Now, Quaddy, we'll take the 2-1 out in the first leg. Tay-Tay looks a good thing, but very short. 2-3, 6-9, 10 in the second leg. The 10-1 out in that third leg, and then we'll come home with the 3, the 8, the 10, and the 11 in the last leg of the Quaddy. The job today, Gareth.
Thanks for that, Lockie. Good luck.
No worries, same to you.
Lockie McIntosh there looking at Charleston. Luke Humphries is on the quick backup from Mildura last night. He's calling at Kilmore tonight. G'day to you, Luke.
How are you, Gareth?
Good, thank you, mate. Where do we start with your specials?
Yeah, well, just the form comments as well for Harness Racing Victoria and the prices and everything. And the way it's turned out with our two sports, the best bet and the best value, it's the other way around. I'm Mark Taylor about favourite in race 5, but she's at $9.50 on the tap fixed odds. But she's our best of the night. Now, she is outside the front row over the sprint trip, which is probably why you're getting that sort of price. But I do really think she's the class runner. She's got a bit of ability on her day. And this is a much easier race opposition-wise compared to the field she took on first up at Charlton on the 21st of last month. Now, she did draw barrier one. They only beat one home, but this is much easier. So I do think, even from an each-way perspective, she's well over the odds now. And the one that we marked as best value, of course, is favourite, but it's the other one, well, it's the other one we like anyway. Race 4, number 4, La Bella Figura. Probably the most consistent horse in the field in the maiden trot race 4, and I thought rated as a pretty strong chance there. And it was only beaten ahead of Ballarat last week and finished 4 metres in front of Tiara Stride, who's, the second favourite. So she should be able to go very close. Race 4, number 4. Best is race 5, number 7. Quaddy, first leg race 5, 2479. Second leg race 6, 4610. Third leg race 7, 1569. And the fourth leg race 8, Faraday Hanover, number 4, 1 out. 2479, 4610, 1569, 4 1 out. And it's a bit under $50 for the full unit, Gareth.
Good on you, Luke. Good calling.
Thanks, Gareth.
Georgie Frugia joins us now a little later on because he's not joining us now because Jason Adams is joining us because it's Sandown tonight. It comes around pretty quickly, doesn't it, Jason? Looking forward to this card, of course. We have to get motivated once again after what happened there last Friday night with the Night of Nights for the sport of greyhound racing with the TAB Melbourne Cup, but there's still plenty to look forward to.
Yeah, there is, Gareth, and you're right. It's a bit of a Melbourne Cup hangover at the moment. It sort of takes for granted what we've seen over the past month, but still a reasonable card and a lot of the better races are through the guts of it. So, yeah, back to reality.
Where do we start with your specials on this program?
Start off in the first leg of the Quaddy, race 5, number 5, lots of chatter. It's a good field, but there's limited box speed across them. So he's not one that necessarily flies away himself, but he'll get a chance to lead, and if he did, he takes me catching because he's a pretty classy type and probably underrated as well. So race 5, number 5, lots of chatter. Then go to the last leg of the Quaddy, race 8, number 6, Mapunga Warrior. Now, this will be his fourth start in a row over 700 metres, and so far, can we know ill effect. So we look back through his form line. He won on shootout night in a time of 41.98 on a night where conditions weren't suited for fast times, and then he had no luck at all in ahead of the bold trees. So I think tonight he can lead all of the way. So race 8, number 6, Mapunga Warrior. We'll then go to the last, race 12, number 7, Kasaya. Still a very young greyhound and learning, and he has been just a little bit tardy away in his past couple, but I think the field that he finds himself in tonight, his acceleration is going to come right to the fore. So he's not that strong at the moment, but chances are he's going to have a race-winning break under his belt when they turn for home. So race 12, number 7, Kasaya, is the third of them.
All right, mate, what about a Quaddy?
Quaddy, first leg, we'll go with 3, 5, and 7. Second leg at 2, 3, and 5. Third leg, 2, 3, 4, and 6. And then the final leg at 5 and 6.
We've got the Queensland Flame Final tonight. So you win this, you represent Racing Queensland in the TAB Phoenix on December 18th. And, of course, whoever wins this gets a chance to take home all of the prize money because Racing Queensland, that's what they've been able to do for their participants in the Sunshine State. And you've got Spotted Elk at $2.30 and Extra Malt at $3.80 and their sisters, by the way. And then you've got Farmer Beach at $4.20. If you had a close look at this, Jace, I know that Lee Mulroy and Georgie Ferrugia were pretty keen on Spotted Elk to lead all of the way from box one.
Yeah, not a close look, but I love both of those, and especially Extra Malt, given her racing style. She gets back in the field and runs on, but I think if there's a strong chance outside of that, it's got to be Farmer Beach, number six. Yeah. I mean, he was, for a long period of time, the best sprinter in Queensland. So let's not forget about him, given the fanfare that the other two have behind them.
Good on you, Jace. Loving your work. You were superb last week, mate. Well done, and good luck tonight at Sandown.
Appreciate it, Gareth. Thank you, mate.
There's Jason Adams. It's 11:53.